I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, and welcome to A Life of Simple Joy. Actually, I feel like I should say A Life of Simple Joy reboot, since I've done this before, but it has been way too long since I've been with you. And I guess the events of the last couple of years have made me realize I needed to get back in the studio and back to work with A Life of Simple Joy. I know some of you have never heard of Simple Joy. You've never heard of A Life of Simple Joy. I'm not going to bore you with the history of Simple Joy. Allow me to say that it's been around for a very, very long time. In fact, Simple Joy, we published the first online magazine for women. That's how long ago it's been. Since many of you aren't familiar with Simple Joy, you don't know what the story is behind it, at least the philosophy behind it, I thought I would start this first week by introducing you to Simple Joy using what I called the three rules of Simple Joy. It's what I named it many years ago. In this program today, this episode, I just wanted to introduce you to it. And then this week, normally I'll just be doing programs on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But this week I'm doing an extra one because I needed to do an introduction. You needed a little background before I just, you know, kind of jumped into it. So you would understand what the three rules are and why they're around. So let's begin. Let's begin. Stress is a daily part of a woman's life. Like, I really need to tell you that. Stress is so much a part of our lives that I think many of us don't even realize it's there anymore. It's just the norm for us. God, we need a new word. I'm so tired of hearing norm and the new normal or getting back to normal. We need something different than that. But anyway, stress is just a part of our lives. We exhaust and frustrate ourselves trying to cram just one more thing into our schedules every day. And if we succeed, if we manage to get that one thing pushed in or one more person we need to help, as soon as we are done, we try to fit one more thing in and one more thing, and we just keep going until we fall into bed exhausted, absolutely exhausted. We find it impossible to say no. It just doesn't seem to be in our vocabulary as women. And that's kind of sad. It's such a handy little word. It's such a great word. I think it's the gift I'm going to give women for Christmas this year. No. As pressure builds in our life, we become frustrated. And then we become angry. We have a tendency to snap at people, especially those closest to us. And then we feel guilty because we got angry and because we snapped at somebody. And because of our guilt, we try even harder, which makes us more frustrated and makes us more angry and causes us to snap and if a hamster got on this vicious cycle, it wouldn't survive. It would just give up immediately because the pressure, the cycle we put ourselves on of trying to please absolutely everybody, and in the process, usually pleasing no one, because even if we succeeded first in pleasing them, eventually, we become so overwhelmed that We go off on them. We get angry at them when really we're just angry at ourselves. And then we have to go back to the beginning because now we want to make up for it because, you know, Mama said, good girls don't act like that. We find it difficult to relax, and sometimes it's difficult to enjoy life. When we are busy taking care of things, if it's the weekend and we have chores to do, things to take care of, well, we feel guilty about that. And if it's if we put our chores aside and we go off and we do fun things with our family, we feel guilty about that because, well, you know, I really should be taking care of the house is a mess and I really have stuff I have to take care of. If we take a day off work to be able to do something with our family, we feel guilty about what's going on at work and that other people have to pick up our slack when we're at work. We feel we should be doing stuff for our family. I know for me, I work from home. And when I'm doing something like this, sometimes in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, wow, you know, I really, really need to vacuum. And there's, you know, the house needs to be tidied up. And I need to organize the closet, which for the record, I'm sitting in right now. And I need to do that. But if I'm busy vacuuming and cleaning, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I'm really getting behind on recording these things or doing my writing or taking care of the blog or making videos. I really need to take care of those things. And no matter what it is I'm doing, I'm never focusing on it 100% because part of me is always, always, always thinking about the other thing I should be doing instead. No matter what we are doing, we feel it's something more important. There's something more important we should be working on, no matter what. We're just never satisfied, never happy. And the problem with that is it's true what they say. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And I'm going to do a short piece on that because I used to really hate that expression. Oh, God. First time I ever saw that in a store, I stood there wailing and ranting. My poor daughter, she was little then. And I did this whole thing on how stupid I thought that was. You know, why was that my problem? But it's a truth. Or as, you know, happy wife, happy life. Well, you know. The point is that we do impact our family emotionally. We are the heart of our family. And if we're out doing something with them and supposed to be having a good time and all we can focus on is the fact that we should be doing something else, if we can't engage with them 100% or at least, you know, at least 80, 90%, then nobody's going to enjoy themselves. If they can tell we're distracted, if they can tell there's a slight edge there, then they're going to be walking on pins and needles, waiting to see if they're going to do something that might set us off. And we do go off. At least I know I have in the past, and that would be very bad. We have trouble sleeping, eating, focusing. I have moms all the time telling me how, you know, I suffer from insomnia. Well, what we really suffer from is an inability to hit that off switch, turn it off, and leave it for another day and just go to sleep. And there are ways you can fix it. I'm not saying it'll do it 100%, but it does help. I'm not going to go into it now. See, a lot of things we have to talk about, on how to do that. And, you know, what really gets frustrating is the fact that you have a hard time sleeping. And at least for me, there next to me is this individual whom I love dearly, but annoys me to pieces because he puts down whatever, his book, his phone, his iPad, whatever he's been playing with, using, and fixes his pillow, lies down, closes his eyes, and he's gone. He's asleep. It takes me longer than that just to kind of get comfortable and adjust and find the cool spot and flip the pillow over a couple of times and scooch over and find a comfortable place on the bed and know that's a little too close and adjust the fan because it's not blowing quite right. Oh, you know, an hour later, I'm still lying there and thinking about, I no sooner get comfortable than the brain kicks in, and thinking about all the things I need to do the next day. And I just can't turn it off. And I know I'm not the only one, because I see you all. You all talk about it all the time. We have trouble eating. Either we're not eating enough because we're so busy. I get that way. You wouldn't know it looking at me. But, you know, there have been days, excuse me, where it gets to be, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm wondering, why do I feel so funny? And I realize, did I eat? Oh, yeah, you know, it would help if I had something to eat. If I had a little water once in a while, hydrate myself, maybe then my head wouldn't hurt. I wouldn't have this dull headache all the time. But I get so busy, I forget. Or I get busy, and so what I'm doing is I'm snick-snacking and grabbing things, and I'm cooking, and I'm tasting stuff as I'm cooking. Or I'm cleaning up, and oh, there's just a little bit of this left, so I'm going to eat this, and I'm not eating a decent meal. Instead, I'm just, you know, grabbing whatever I can on the fly. And that doesn't help, because if I'm not fueling my body properly, how can I possibly expect to do what I want to get accomplished? And because I'm not sleeping well, because I'm not eating well, because I'm not hydrating myself, I'm not able to focus on what it is that needs to get done. Instead, my mind is bouncing all over the place and unable to land long enough to take care of one task. Sometimes I try and tell myself, I try and grab just one little thing to do. One little thing. I don't care what it is. Just so I can say to myself, I accomplished something today. I got this done. And once I get the one thing done, sometimes I can go on and do another thing. Sometimes I can't. Sometimes that's all I can handle, because it gets overwhelming. See, I'm not just somebody who's up on the top of the mountain, the top of the hill, the queen of the hill, saying, look at me, look how great I am. Look at how I'm able to accomplish all this. But I've seen you all struggle and you all have problems. So I'm going to tell you how to fix this, although I know absolutely nothing about this. Sweetheart, no. Believe me, I've been where you are. I've been there. I have been there over and over again. I've made the mistakes. I have felt the pain. I have felt the guilt. And I've struggled with these things, and I still struggle with them. But part of this process is us going through this together so that you know you're not alone, and helping you find easier way to do things. But I get ahead of myself. Don't do that, Jeanne-Anne. Don't. So why do we do this? Why is stress a problem? Why should we care? If stress is just a normal part of life, then so be it. Let's live with it. Well, see, here's the problem with it. Is stress suppresses joy. So what, you say? Well, I'll tell you, so what. You see, joy is not an emotion. Happy is an emotion. You're happy or you're sad. Sometimes Well, I was going to say you're sad, happy, but no, then it's joy. See, joy is not an emotion. Joy doesn't come and go. Joy is a state of being. Joy is as much a part of who we are as our hair color, our eye color, how tall we are, all of those things. It is in us from the moment of conception. Joy is there, or at least at some point in the development, when our being comes into existence, joy becomes part of it. If you've ever been expecting, if you've been pregnant, your partner, I know when I was pregnant, Mr. D, as I lovingly refer to my darling husband of years, Mr. D would occasionally talk to my belly. He's not that type, so he didn't always do it. But, you know, he would do it, and he has this really deep, deep voice. And he would talk, and the baby would start wiggling around because she could recognize his voice and she knew it, and she'd get excited because of joy. That joy is already in there. And when we become too stressed, that joy becomes suppressed. And that means we are not functioning with everything at our disposal. It is as if we are working with one arm tied behind our back and lead in one of our shoes. We are completely unable to do some things, and we are slowed down a lot when it comes to doing other things. You need your joy. Now, when our joy is suppressed, everything else about us has to work that much harder. And it becomes a struggle. Because joy is what puts the pleasure in what it is we do. And it's why we don't find pleasure in activities. We don't find pleasure in spending time with people, in doing things. We don't enjoy it. Because the joy is not in it. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Well, I guess I didn't mean to make a pun, but you know, it's the truth. Now, for a moment, for those of you who are not of a religious bent, I need you to just be patient with me. I am, after all, a pastor, and when I look at things, I always have part of my mind looks at it theologically. And when all this started, that's how it began. I would like to point out that joy, in addition, is connected to the Holy Spirit. So here, Jesus sends us this helper to enable us to do more than we've done before. And we essentially tell that helper to sit down on the couch and, you know, just hang around for a while. I got this. I don't need you. Or I hesitate to say, no, I don't want to use that because that sounds bad. You know, the Holy Spirit's there at our disposal to use to be able to do things. And we can't because we are so overly stressed that we completely suppress our joy. And as our joy gets pushed down, the Holy Spirit gets pushed down as well. So it is just this double whammy that we go through. So we end up frustrated. We end up exhausted. And we end up suffering from what I call cranky mommy syndrome. And you don't want that. I mean, I used to work at a bookstore, and moms would be driven to distraction, and they'd come in with their kids about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the kids would be tired and cranky, and mom would be at her wit's end, and she'd be cranky, and it was never pretty. And I always felt bad for the moms. I see you all. I see you everywhere. And I'm not criticizing. Excuse me. I'm not criticizing. We've all done it. I can look back and think of times I snapped at Katie and I still feel bad. She's an adult. We've all done it. And part of it is just because we're so tired and we're so frustrated and we're hungry and our head hurts and we've got too much to do and so little time in which to do it and on and on and on. The last 2 years have made it even worse. Instead of focusing on what we could do, so many of us just made ourselves crazy with what we weren't able to do. And we just sat around, you know, like a little kid, poor me. It's like, you know, you were planning a picnic and it rained. And instead of figuring out what you can do at home because it rained and now we're inside, you sit around staring out the window, whining about the fact that, oh, I really wanted to go out. And yes, I know, it was a long time. It was months and months. And I know how hard it was on all of you. I saw you. I heard from you. I was praying from you. I got prayer requests constantly from women who were so frustrated, who were so tired, who just the stress was just overwhelming because you were working from home, trying to get your work done. You were trying to make sure your kids were focused on doing their classroom work on the computer, and it was hard to balance all of it without just snapping. Our stress level became increased even more. But I also saw some of you take advantage of it and do the simple joy thing. I loved seeing the photos of families reading books and playing games or having movie nights and doing jigsaw puzzles and all of these things that were always available, but we just never did because we were too busy packing our schedule with other activities. I always tell people that for some reason we seem to think that when we have free time, it's not quality time unless we go out. It has to be out somewhere. If we spend it at home, then it's wasted time. And sometimes the best memories, sometimes the biggest quality, the best quality, comes from the simple things you do at home. However, as soon as all the restrictions were lifted, it was like watching a cartoon where the little cartoon animal is crouched down like the start of a race, and the whistle blows, the guns fired, the horn sounds, whatever it might be, and pew, they're off and running. You all were standing on the other side of the door just bouncing, waiting, 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 and then word came that the restrictions had been lifted, you could go out and do things again, and bam, you were out that door so fast that it almost fell off its hinges. And immediately, your schedule was packed again. Packed with all the activities you were doing before, and sometimes even more, because now you were having to deal with guilt to make up for the time lost while you were shut down. Enter simple joy. Your life is crazy. Your life is overwhelming. and I want to help you. I want to help you in life in general. And I just want to show you some other things as well. Just some simpler ways to do things so that you can spend time with your family. You can do the things you like to do without feeling that guilt. With Simple Joy, we help women regain control over their lives. I want you to have control in your life. I want you to feel like you're making some of these decisions. I want you to be able to reduce your stress and increase your joy. I want you to be able to enjoy life more. To do this, I developed three very simple rules. And for the rest of the week in each program, I'm going to cover one of these rules. I'm so sorry. The biggest thing about this, the number one guideline in addition to the three rules, is you have to make it work for you. I can offer you guidance. I can offer you suggestions. I can help you in many different ways. But I will only be increasing your stress if you think what I'm saying is carved in granite, because it's not. It needs to work for you. It needs to be effective for you. And it is pliable like that. So that's about all I have for today. Mainly, I just wanted to tell you that you've got this. We can do this. And I really, really want to help you get control over stress in your life. I really want you to be able to enjoy life again. And more importantly, or at least as important in my opinion, I want you to find joy in your life and stop the anxiety and worry so that you are then able to discover God's plan for your life. It's really just that simple. In the meantime, I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, and I am wishing you a life filled with simple joy. You have a great day.